We are learning Masechtas Ervin, Daf Nun Amabez, and we are beginning on top of the Amud Nun Amabez, Amma Abaya. Abaya will be continuing the discussion of our Mishnah, where it says someone who was on his way and he saw a tree 2,000 amas ahead of him, so he said, I want to be kind of Shvisa under the tree. And from there, he wanted to go to his house. And the Mishnah said, if you're not Messiah, you don't explain exactly which place is your place, then it's Loya Makluma. Rav learns means it's not Chal at all, because you don't know which place under the tree is Yimakam Shvisa. And according to Shmuel, it's Chal, just you're not sure which spot it is, and therefore, you have to go L'chumra both ways. So Abaya will be saying something in Rav now. Amar Abaya, Loy Shonu, this din that according to Rav, Loya Makluma, because you did not specify which space it is, therefore nothing is Chal, that's true. Abaya says, El Elon, Loy Shonu El V'ilon Shetach Tov Yubayzama, only if under the tree is at least 12 amas wide. But if under a tree is not 12 amas wide, hare mixas beise nikar. What Abaya says is that if under a tree is, let's say, 11 amas, so it comes out, he could pick now at 4 amas under the tree and say, in this 4 amas, there for sure is some kind of shvisa here. Because if I meant the 4 amas to the right, so then one of those amas gets into the middle 4 amas. If I meant the 4 amas on the left, one of those 4 amas land up in the middle. And if I meant 4 amas in the middle, I have the 4 amas in the middle. So you can make a circle around the 4 amas in the middle and say, my shvisa is somewhere in here. Maybe my shvisa is somewhere in here. Zog to Gemara, that's what I buy one time. Therefore, less than 12 amas is not a problem because it's somewhat specific because there's a place there where I can say, in those 4 amas, I have some kind of shvisa. Maskalar hunabrei de Rav Yeshua memai de ba'arba oy mitziyoso komesayim dum ba'arba da'gisa ba'arba da'gisa komesayim. Rav Huna says, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't pick 4 amas in the middle and say, oh, my shvisa is definitely there. Because what's the chalos of that 4 amas? Maybe my shvisa is on the 4 amas to the left or 4 amas to the right. And then I don't know exactly where the shvisa is. Maybe either because this is 11 amas wide. So if it's on the 4 amas to the left, then on the 4 amas to the right, it's not my shvisa. So there's no place where I could pinpoint and say it's for sure my shvisa. Even if I go in the middle, it's not for sure my shvisa that spot. Because maybe it's all the way to the right. And even if I take the left side of that 4 amas in the middle, but maybe my shvisa is all the way to the right, so it doesn't work. So it doesn't help. Even though it's 11 amas, there's no place I can pinpoint that that's part of my shvisa. There's an area of 4 amas I can pinpoint that in the 4 amas is my shvisa. But what does that mean? It's still not masuim. So he says, change is different. This is only a problem according to Rav if under the tree is 8 amas wide. But if it's less than 8 amas wide, if under the tree is less than 8 amas, for example, it's 7 amas, hare mixas beisei nikar. There is a spot that I could point to and say, this is for sure my shvisa. Why is that? Let's say it's 7 amas wide. So either I took my 4 amas away to the right, away to the left, or to the middle. So if I stand exactly, look at like the 7 amas, like it's 7 boxes. If I stand in the middle box, that is for sure my shvisa, no matter what. Because if I took my shvisa to the right, this is you know the complete left of that 4 boxes. Because this box is the last of those 4 boxes. If I took my shvisa to the left, so all the way to the right of those 4 boxes, this middle box is my shvisa. If I meant the middle, for sure it's my shvisa. So here I can point to a box and say, this ama is for sure my shvisa. So if it's less than 7 amas, even according to Rav, it works. Because there is a specific place that I can say is my shvisa. Where is that? The middle of the 7 amas. But if it's 8 amas already, there's no space that I can say for sure is my shvisa. Because let's say there's 8 boxes and I go in the fourth box, the middle. If my shvisa was all the way to the right, then this is not my shvisa. So I can't point any box for sure it's my shvisa. It's only if it's 7 amas could I point to my spot and say, this box over here is for sure my shvisa. And that would be called a specific shvisa and it will be chal according to Rav. So this holding that Rav doesn't work is only if it's 8 amas or bigger. But if it's less than 8 amas, then it will be fine because I could point to my makam shvisa. Now the Gemara will bring a brisa that's a raya to Rav and a raya to Shmuel. Again, let's repeat one more time that Rav holds that when you don't have a specific place under a tree, loya maklum, nothing is chal. And according to Shmuel, it's chal, but just you have to go to chumra. You're not sure where your makam shvisa is. And for example, to explain Shmuel is that let's say the under the tree is 30 amas. So l'chumra, you have to count those 30 amas as one 4 amas. You can't extend your shvisa and use those 30 amas because you're not sure where your makam shvisa is under that tree. And we'll see the actually explanation in Shmuel in the Gemara a little bit. Gemara says, Tanya kafa say the Rav, and Tanya Kavod Seder Shmuel. There's a Braisa that sounds like Rav, and there's a Braisa that's a Raya to Shmuel. Tanya Kavod Seder Rav. This Braisa, the following Braisa, sounds like a Raya to Rav. It says in the Braisa like this, Misha Baba Derach, someone was going on the way, Bechoshkoloi, and started getting dark. And he's worried Shabbos is coming. Vayamaki Ilan Agedah, he recognizes ahead of him a tree or a fence. Va'omar Shvisasi Tachtav, and he says, I want to be kind of Shvisa under it. Loi Omaklum. It's not Chal. And like Firav, it means since I was not specify a place, it's not Chal. Avam Omar Shvisasi Makim Plaini. If he says, I want to be kind of Shvisa in that specific place, the halacha is mahalachat shvigila isemakoim. You could walk all the way to that place if it's within 2,000 amos of where you are right now. Hagila isemakoim. Once you reach that place, mahalach es kula. You could walk around that entire place v'chutzalay apayim ama and out of it 2,000 amos. Because we'll see, we're talking about a place where it has mechitzas. So since I set a specific place that I want to be chal shvisa, I'm chal shvisa in that place, and if it has a fence, I could walk out of that 2,000 amos. The whole fenced-in area is considered like 4 amos, and out of that I could go 2,000 amos. Memed varam amurim makam hamasuyim. If it's a specific place which has a fence, kagoin, sheshavas betel shugva yotvachim, you're kind of shvisa in a mountain that's 10 tvachim high, v'u medal amos aves esayim, it's from 4 amos until beis esayim. But if it's more than beis esayim, which is more than 70 amos and a little bit, by 70 amos and a little bit, then it can't be counted as 4 amos. Why not? Because it's not hukah fladira. So it has to be between 4 amos and beis esayim, this place. And then, since it's 10 tefachim wide, so it's like it's fenced in, so that whole area is like 4 amos. And the same thing is v'chein bika. The same thing is a bika, or it means here a valley. Neka is some of the girses. Shu amal kuyud, it's 10 tefachim deep. V'imudal amos v'beis esayim. And I specified I want to be koina shvisa in that, on that rock in the middle of this encampment. The halacha is, you koina shvisa there, and you can walk around the whole thing, it's all like 4 amos, and you go out of that 2,000 amos. But if it's not masuyim, if the place you specify in that, on that mountain, you don't have a space where you know where it is, then you only have dalat amos. This is like Rav Shita. There were two people walking. One person recognizes that place ahead, one does not. He tells the Makkah, you make the area for me. You make the Shvisa for me. And the Makkah says, one look at Makkah says that our Shvisa, Shvisa Seinu is the Gersa, Shvisa Seinu with Makkah Plani. Our Gersa isn't that Makkah. So, but the memoir, you have to specify exactly in that mountain, on that mountain, or in that valley, you have to specify which Dalat Amos I want. But you do not specify which Dalat Amos in that enclosure you want to be kaina. You can't move out of your place. Ad kana braisa. Braisa says mefurush, so yozum mekaimai. If you don't have a specified place inside this neka or on this tail, lo yozum mekaimai. It's mamash of mefurush araya to Rav. What are you going to do? What's Shmuel going to do with this? Mekar araya like Rav. Lo yozum mekaimai. If in case you're not lack a clear where you're kerner shvisa, you can't move out of your place. So to gemara lema to have a tuf to the Shmuel. Maybe this is a steer to Shmuel. Maybe it's a kasha on Shmuel. On malach Shmuel. Shmuel says back no. It's not a kash on me. Hochav ma'eskinon, kagoin, the case over here is that you know why you can't move any place? Because there's a special case here. Going to ikav mokim ragla vad ikroi trei alfi v'avragamidi. Until the middle of this, the trunk of this tree, or middle of this valley, is exactly 2,000 amos and 4 amos. The makmir lev idach gisa, if my shvisa lands being on the other side of the middle, then the idrich is the other side of the tree. It comes out that place I want to make my shvisa is out of my tchum. It's too far from where I am right now. Then I can reach it. But if not, I can't reach it because maybe your shvisa is in the further part of this valley or the further part of under this tree. And I can't reach it from where I am. And then you're not going to be kind of shvisa because it's too far from you. And then even Shmuel will agree, lo yazim mekaimai. Here's a case where lo yazim mekaimai. The case of our Mishnah where you are kind of shvisa, you just don't know where under the tree is, that that even if you count under the tree to the furthest part, you still could reach your house and still could reach you. you're still within 2,000 amos of the far end of the tree. From where you are right now, you're within 2,000 amos of the far end of the tree. So even if you kind of shvisa there, the far end of the tree, it's still within your 2,000 amos. But here, we're talking about the case of this Bryce Torah case, where only the middle of this place is within 2,000 amos where you are, but the far end is not. So if you're not sure where you're kind of shvisa, maybe you meant the kind of shvisa at the far end, and now you are out of your tchum. You can't reach it. You're more than 2,000 amos away, and therefore it won't work even for Shmuel. So the case of Shmuel, really, also in the Kaima is where part of this, under this tree, is not within his 2,000 amos, or part of his valley is not within his 2,000 amos. Therefore, it's too far, it will not be chal. And that's how Shmuel gets out of this raya. Now we have a braisa raya to Shmuel. Tanya kafaseh to Shmuel. And the braisa says raya to Shmuel. What about a case of a ta'a ve'irav v'shtei ruchai? Someone made a mistake and made an erev on two different sides. He made an erev on his east side and on his west side. What's the planning mistake? Either kamadumu shvarim shtei ruchos. Either he thought you could make an erev on two sides. Oisha amala avdoid seva arably. Or he told his avodav. He told his two servants to make an erev. And one guy made erev to the west and to the north. And one to make it to the south. Echli erev l'tzaf. Nachal l'darim. So what's the halach in these cases? Mahalach l'tzaf and keruv l'darim. He only could go as far north as his erev to the south allows him. Let's say they put an erev to the south 1,000 amos away from him to the south. That becomes a shvisa, and he can walk 2,000 amos to the north. So he only can walk to the north 1,000 amos, because he's in the city, and that's 1,000 amos to the south is the Erev. So he only can go 1,000 amos to the north. And the opposite way also. Malchusov and Keruv Ladarim. Ladarim only can go to the south, Keruv itself, and as far as the Erev on his north allows him. The Mitzulav HaSatchum, if they put the two Eruvim 2,000 amos away from this side, and 2,000 amos from this side, he can't move. Lo yosim v'kaimi. He can't move out of his place. He can't move out of his place. Ad kan de braisa. Afraid the Gemara. Let me have the Rav. L'chari tzakasha Rav. Because here, he was not Messiah his makam shvisa. Because he said that either this side or that side. And the halacha l'chari is that even in a place where you could walk it, even if you're not in the middle, even if it's not 2,000 amos away in each direction, he shouldn't be able to move out of his place. Why? Because we don't know where shvisa is, on the right side or on the left side, and therefore it blives like nothing. So he shouldn't be kind of shvisa at all, according to Rav. It's mashma here. If you only put 1,000 amos to the south and 1,000 amos to the north, so at least, you know, you can walk as far as you could from each Erev, 2,000 amos from each Erev. But according to Rav, if you're not sure where your makam is, you get nothing. So here you shouldn't be able to move out of your place even if it's possible to walk. And here it says only if mitzvah lava satchum, where it's the middle, and 2,000 amos each way, that's where you can't move. But if it'll be 1,000 amos, you will be able to walk. So chayav to kasha on Rav. Lema at the avatuf to the Rav. And Maran says, no, Rav tanahu upalak. Rav is similar to Tana. He lived almost in the time of Tanoim. The halacha is that Rav can't ask a kasha from a braisa or Rav, because Rav could argue with a braisa. Rav lived in the time between the Tanoim and the Maroim. He was a Talmud of Rebbe, like we know. Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Masada of the Mishnayis. And he was the Rebbe of all the first Amaroim. Therefore, in certain ways, he's like a Tana, and therefore we could argue. So, Echanami, you have a braisa's kasha. But Rav, Tana, who polluted.